Good afternoon, everybody. So I got on WhatsApp a few pictures of Rav Chaim Kanievsky and Rav David Feinstein holding Sifrei Torah. And apparently these pictures are significant because if you look at the front of the Sifrei Torah that they're holding, there's no lettering nor any design on the front of the Sifrei Torah. That's unusual. Normally on the mantle of the Sifrei Torah you have some sort of lettering. And apparently the explanation was that they held, you're supposed to hold the Torah the other way. So I thought it would be a good topic to talk about for a few minutes. How a person is supposed to hold the Sifrei Torah and certain dinim and minhagim relating to holding a Sefer Torah comes up all the time. So apparently the Chazon Ish and therefore Chaim Kanievsky had a practice or a shita that the Sefer Torah, the inside of the Sefer Torah, or the front of the Sefer Torah should always face the Aron. So when you are carrying the Sefer Torah away from the Aron, you would hold the front of the Sefer Torah toward your body, and the back of the Sefer Torah would be what appears. And that's why you have these pictures of Chaim Kanievsky and Rav David Feinstein holding Sefer Torah where it looks like there's nothing written on the cover of the Sefer Torah. But when you bring the Sefer Torah back toward the Aron, then you carry it what we would call the right way, right? The normal way where the front is in the front. Apparently that was such a shita. I asked Talmidim of David Feinstein, they said that they never saw him be makpid about that at all. So I don't know what to do about the Rav David Feinstein picture. Also, it's not always practical because a lot of times there's a lot of bling on the Sefer Torah, so it would be very uncomfortable to hold it in that way. So it's not always a practical thing to do. Now, there are other dinim and minhagim relating to holding a Sefer Torah. For example, the Rama writes in Sim Kufla Medalit Sif Beis that the Sefer Torah should be held on your right side. When you're holding a Sefer Torah, you shouldn't hold it on the left, you should hold it on the right. And that's the Chazan and the person who gets Psicha. They should take it with the right hand until they hand it to the Chazan. Mishabura writes in Sim Reish Pei Beis, Hanosin Sefer Torah Vahamekablo Tzarech Shei B'Yamin. And the Mishabura says, and even if you're a lefty, it should be on your right side. Mishabura and Sim when you ask someone to hand you a sefer, receive it on your right side. So again, the Mishabura says that it is true even of a lefty. Why? So in Sharet Zion he explains, Mishum Shatora Nitna Biyamin, because the Torah was given Biyamin. Shnemri Miyamino Eshtas Lamo. I mean, it's not only about it being your stronger hand. Miyamino Eshtas Lamo, that the Eshtas was given Biyamin, was given on the right side. So therefore, a lefty would also be included in this. Mishabura writes in Simon Kufla Medalid, Yesh Lachsik HaTorah B'Yamin, the Rama writes, Yesh Lachsik HaTorah B'Yamin, Mishabura says, Al Shem HaKosov V'Yamino Techabkeni, V'od D'Gam HaTorah Nitna B'Yamin. So in several places Mishabura highlights this. Now it should be pointed out that the Prima Gadim in Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph and in Simon Kuf Mem Aleph is not 100% sure if a lefty should hold it on his right side. He thinks that there's makum to be mesupik, that maybe a lefty could hold it on his left side, and it seems everyone would agree, certainly if he feels that he's going to drop it, if he holds it on his right side, then he should hold it on his left side, right? Better not to drop the Sefer Torah. Another issue with holding a Sefer Torah is whether a child should hold the Sefer Torah. There are certain occasions that we take out more than one Sefer Torah from the Aron, and one Sefer Torah is sitting in waiting while we're laning from the other Sefer Torah, or every Shabbos when they're leaning the Haftarah, there's a Sefer Torah that's sitting there and waiting, and it's hard for the person who has to hold it to also follow Kriyas HaTorah. He's got to keep one arm on the Torah, one arm holding a Chumash. It's hard for him to juggle all that. So one solution that people came up with is that there's always a child that is going to be very excited to hold the Sefer Torah, so find a child and have a child hold the Sefer Torah. It gives the impression though that no one ever says find the rabbi, find the Talmud Chacham, and let him hold the Sefer Torah. So, although that really is what it should be, right? They say that on Simchas Torah, Reb Chaim used to hold the Torah for all seven Hakafos, because he held that you're not supposed to volunteer to give up a Torah. If you're holding a Sefer Torah, it's a big coven, so you're not supposed to volunteer to give it up. You have to wait till someone asks for it before you give it up. And who's going to go to Reb Chaim and ask him for the Sefer Torah? So Reb Chaim ended up holding it for all seven Hakafos. So Reb Moshe has a Tshuva in the Gusmosha or Chaim Chedekal of Simon Lamed Ches, where he says that the guy who gets Psicha should hold the Torah the entire time that the other Torah is being read from. He does not think that it is proper to have a child hold the Sefer Torah, but the argument is made by the Makor Chaim that no reason to be makbid not to give it to a child. Mishabura quotes Shari Ephraim that it's not proper. So Mishabura, in the name of the Shari Ephraim, don't give it to a child. Makor Chaim says, why not? What's the big deal? And Adraba, some of the Achronim suggest maybe that's a good chinuch for the child, who will give him a sense of avas HaTorah and excitement of the Torah. And not only that, a child is technically not chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah. And if it's very hard to follow along the Kriyas HaTorah while you're holding a Sefer Torah, who better than a child to be holding the Torah who doesn't have that problem, because he doesn't need to be listening to the Kriyas HaTorah? In fact, some of the Achronim point out that it's difficult to say that there is a practice that a child doesn't hold the Torah in light of the minhag quoted by Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos and Brachos Daf Mem Ches. Because Tosfos and Brachos Daf Mem Ches talks about if you're making a minyan and you only have 9 people, so can you be mitzarif a katan to a minyan? So Rabbeinu Tam, so the Tosfos quotes, Yesh mitzarif katan l'tfila rak shei chumash biyado, that he should have a chumash or a Torah in his hand, and then he could be mitzarif, then even a katan can count toward a minyan. Rabbeinu Tam says minhag shtosu, it's a minhag shtos, atu aron gavra, the Gemara says, so atu chumash gavruhu, and katan mitzarif is even without a chumash, and we never find that such a thing works. But then at the end of the Tosus over there, he says vein maskishem she'akaton oches ha-sefer Torah, that he seems to assume that chumash means sefer Torah. So it sounds like a katan is according to that minhag, at least, which Rabbeinu Tam called a minhag shtos, but they didn't call it a minhag shtos because a katan is not allowed to hold the Torah. So in the Tshuvas Mishnah Halachos, he says no, it meant a chumash, it was not a sefer Torah. A katan could certainly, in fact, many had the minhag that the sefer Torah was munach on the bima, and the katan just held on to the atzichayim. He didn't actually hold the Sefer Torah. There's also a Yalkut Shimoni that's quoted by some of the Achronim, that when they came back from Golos Bavel, they wanted to put in Nidoy, all the Kutim into Nidoy, and there was some sort of process that involved 300 Tinokos holding Sefer Torah. But there's another Girsa in the Yalkut Shimoni that suggests that it wasn't 300 Tinokos, but rather it was 300 Kohanim holding Sefer Torah. And it also could be that Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in the Sefer Kovitz Halachos says that Tinokos is lav dafka under bar mitzvah. It could just mean young people. It means teenagers. So it's lav dafka, any raya from there. So there's another option that sometimes people have. Okay, if I don't want to hold it because I want to follow along Kriyas HaTorah, let's go with that reason why I don't want to hold it, because I want to follow along Kriyas HaTorah, and it's not appropriate to give it to a child. So there's another solution that people came up with, that you could build into the bench on the bima two little holes, and you stick the Sefer Torah in the holes, and a little chain to protect it, and that way it would be safe. So Rav Moshe in that tshuva, or Chaim Chelik Alef Siman Lamed Ches, is very unhappy with that innovation. He holds that a piece of furniture should not be holding a Sefer Torah. That is a lack of cover to the Sefer Torah. He says that the Sefer Torah is considered to be unprotected. It's considered to be left out and exposed, and that's a fundamental lack of shmira. And there's a din that a Sefer Torah needs shmira. That's why before Yizkor, when the rabbi gives a drasha, they put a talis over the Sefer Torah. You can't just leave the Sefer Torah out there. So if someone's holding it, that's one thing. But to just leave it out there, Rav Moshe thinks, is a fundamental lack of shmira. And he says that if you leave it standing on a bench, it's as if the Sefer Torah is omeid, which means that everybody else in the shul has to be omeid also. Rav Moshe writes that no one's allowed to sit if someone is holding it while sitting down, then it's considered the Sefer Torah is yoshev. But if no one's holding it and the Sefer Torah is just standing upright on a bench, Rav Moshe holds that's called the Sefer Torah is omeid, and everyone else has to be omeid also. Rav Moshe goes so far as to say that if nobody wants to hold the Torah, the better option might just be on a day that you have 2 or 3 Sefer Torah, take out one at a time. Take out one, lean from it, put it back, take out the second one, make it tasty, that you have to leave the second one out, if no one wants to hold it. Nevertheless, there are shitos that disagree with Rav Moshe. Minchas Yitzchak is a tshuva in Chelik Beis and Kuf Yud Zayin, the Debrei Tzina Rav in Chelik Gimel Sim Chavdalet of Be'er Moshe, and other poskim as well that say that there's no problem with that minhag, and that it is a respectable place for the Sefer Torah to be, and that it's not a problem. One final thing about holding a Sefer Torah is standing when holding a Sefer Torah. In the Tshuvas Chaim Sha'al, it says She'eino Bedin, that a Sefer Torah should stand for a Talmud Chacham. So meaning, if you're the one holding the Sefer Torah and you're sitting, and then a Talmud Chacham walks by, you shouldn't stand in honor of the Talmud Chacham. I see this most often happens when they read the Tefillah for the Medina. So they say that it shouldn't be, first of all, it shouldn't be reading the Tefillah for the Medina. It should be Mispalel Tefillah for the Medina. It always sounds like someone's like at a you know, a recitation of it, like they're trying to learn how to read Hebrew. You know, it should be, it should sound like a tefillah, a little niggin or something. It should sound like a tefillah. You're davening for, anyway, so, that's a different topic. So everyone stands up. So the guy holding the Sefer Torah tries to stand up. So that's not appropriate, says the Chumash Chaim Sha'al and the Shirei Bracha as well, that it's not appropriate. They quote that, the Gemara says, that Ein Torah Medes Mipnei Lomdeha, it's not proper that the Torah should stand for those who learn the Torah, nor for anything else. The language of the Chidah, though, is that if he's holding the Torah ve'eino yachal lahanicho, then he shouldn't stand up. That implies that if he could put it down, then he should, but that seems to not be the practice either. The Shevet Alevi has a tshuva, Rav Azna has a tshuva, where he suggests maybe do a little hidur, a little bounce, if Talmud Chacham walks by, just to show, but the Sefer Torah in general, if you're holding the Sefer Torah, you sit and you remain seated. In fact, many people use that on Simchas Torah. If you have an elderly person that's unable to stand and to dance the whole time, so you give him a Sefer Torah, and then he could sit, even though the other Sefer Torah are moving, because the Sefer Torah doesn't have to stand for another Sefer Torah. So these are some of the halachos and hanagos relating to holding a Sefer Torah. Everyone have a great day.